Welcome to everyone who is just joining us on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. We're about to get started in just a minute. All right, let's get started. Welcome to everyone. Thank you all for coming. Thank you to members of the press for coming. We just want to welcome you to this truly historic occasion with so many people and organizations and labor unions and elected officials and supporters all coming together to present with one united voice the people's vision, the people's ordinance for fixing policing in Chicago. Of course, we called for this press conference to coincide with the meeting of the Committee on Public Safety, but then that got canceled last minute, kind of like last meeting. So we have to demand once again from Chairman Taliaferro of the Public Safety Committee to call our ordinance for a vote. Let's do our jobs. Before we get started, I'd like to recognize some of the folks who are here. Some you may hear from, some you may not, but I wanted to make sure that you know who's here. SEIU Local 73, SEIU Healthcare, Illinois, Indiana, United Working Families, Chicago Teachers Union, Illinois Nurses Association, the Council on American Islamic Relations, Chicago, Chicago Women Take Action, Jewish Voice for Peace, BPI, Arab American Action Network, One North Side, Community Renewal Society, Black Lives Matter Chicago, Jewish Council on Urban Affairs, Inner City Muslim Action Network. As you can see, this is a big deal, with lots and lots of people who represent really all of our communities coming together to make this happen. The way we're going to do this is we're going to have some speakers talk first, and then we're going to take some questions at the end. Our first speaker is going to be Alderwoman Sophia King from the 4th Ward, which includes parts of Bronzeville, Kenwood, and Hyde Park. She is chair of the Progressive Reform Caucus in the Chicago City Council. And her insistence on really getting down to the details and making sure we all compromised a little bit was really instrumental in making this unity ordinance happen. So without further ado, Alderwoman Sophia King.
Well, thank you for that. And good morning, everyone. My name is Sophia King. I am, as Tamara said, the alderman of the 4th Ward and chair of the Progressive Caucus. It is with great pleasure that I come before you today to celebrate the union of GAPA and CPAC, an alderman for transformational legislation on behalf of the people of Chicago. This is a long time coming, and hard and good work was put into this effort. I'd like to thank my colleagues and sponsors of the long overdue policy, Alderman Hairston, Alderman Ramirez Rosa, Alderman Osterman, and Alderman Sawyer. I'd also like to thank other members of the Progressive Caucus for doing the hard work and coming together, rolling up our sleeves and understanding what's important for our communities. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the thousands of community members and leaders behind GAPA and CPAC and their spokespeople, Tamar Abouzid and Desmond Yancey. Thank you so much for putting this work in on behalf of our people. This is the people's bill, and we are merely here doing the people's will. And the time is now to implement transformative change in police accountability. We have seen with our very eyes how it works without it. Laquan McDonald, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Miss Anjanette Young, who we are so grateful is alive today to tell her story. It is time for the people to have a voice in civilian oversight. It is imperative that the mayor and our colleagues join us in this effort. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alderman King. Next, we will have Alderman Rod Sawyer from the 6th Ward, which includes Chapman, Englewood, and Auburn Gresham. He is a chief sponsor of the old GAPA ordinance, and he took really an important interest in this unity ordinance and worked hard and came up with solutions to make sure we have something that we can all wholeheartedly support. He is also a fellow St. Ignatius graduate, which I just discovered today, although I reminded him that he graduated many years before I did. So Alderman Sawyer, take it away.
Thank you, Tamara, and thank you to everyone here today. This is truly what democracy looks like. We had originally divergent paths, but for the same goal with GAP and CPAC. But I'll say this, thanks to Mayor Lightfoot for putting us together by delaying what we thought was a vote for transformative change. But now we have a true people's ordinance, a unity ordinance that we feel is the most transformative police oversight bill in the United States. So I want to thank Carper, everyone that's involved, Tamara, Frank, everyone that we came together. Thank the Gapper group, everyone that was involved. Well, I can't say anything more than what Sophia said earlier. This was truly a delegation of people that got together and looked at what was important. I know people have read the papers and they saw certain sections of the ordinance, which are important. That's the democracy part. The ordinance is 25 pages long. The papers seem to focus on the last two pages, which are important. But we have 23 other pages of informative, transformative legislation that really changes the way we look at how policing is done in the city of Chicago. Once we let it open it up, we want to give it to our colleagues first. But now, once you see it, read it, look at it, and understand how important this is for you, the citizens of Chicago, to engage in true transformative change. Let's get this done. Let's move forward with this. Let's go with the unity ordinance now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alderman Sawyer. Next, I don't know about you all, but I'm really excited. Next, we have Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa from the 35th Ward, which includes parts of Hermosa, Logan Square, and Albany Park. He is a chief sponsor of the old CPAC ordinance, and he has been quite the ally, often reminding us of how much bigger this is than all of us, and making sure that we center Black and Brown stories and Black and Brown lives, who are, of course, so deeply affected by policing in this city. Alderman Ramirez Rosa.
Thank you so much, Tamara. It's so wonderful to join you all this morning, to join this powerful coalition that represents Chicagoans of all races, of all backgrounds, from all across the city, who have come together to do a historic and extremely important thing for our city at this moment in time. Simply put, policing in Chicago is broken, and it's been broken for a very long time. Chicagoans have experienced it in their neighborhoods. Chicagoans have seen the headlines in their news. Chicagoans have felt that broken policing system in their pocketbook when property taxes have had to go up and up and up to pay in part for rising police misconduct settlement bills, hundreds of millions of dollars in the last several years. This is not sustainable. This is not the public safety that Chicagoans deserve. And so it's in response to that broken policing system. It's in response to the murder of Laquan McDonald. It's in response to the murder of Rekia Boyd. It's in response to that mistreatment and misconduct that we've seen in our communities that Chicagoans have been organizing. We have the Civilian Police Accountability Council, formed by people that were directly harmed by police, who had family members wrongfully convicted and put in jail. We have the Grassroots Alliance for Police Accountability, who has been fighting to bring forward meaningful and transformative police accountability reform. And so it is a historic thing today that these two powerful coalitions have come together and compromised, principled compromise. They came together because they knew that our city needed to come together to get this right. And so working with legal experts, working with individuals that have been directly impacted by our broken policing system, working with communities that know what's going on in our neighborhoods, they drafted this ordinance, and it took a lot of work. And so I'm so excited to stand with them here today, to stand in support of this principle compromise that, when enacted, will create the nation's strongest version of civilian oversight, the version that we need here in the city of Chicago. As my colleague Alderman Sawyer said, there are 25 pages in that ordinance, and they relate to creating a civilian oversight commission where the civilian commissioners will have the final say over policy, where they will hire and fire the COPA administrator, where they will have a real say. But there's also a portion of this ordinance that gives the people of the city of Chicago a choice to democratically decide if they want to go further with civilian oversight. This is the ordinance that's empowering our communities to have a say on public safety. This is the politically and constitutionally sound path to move forward with true and meaningful civilian oversight in this city of Chicago. We want to empower our communities because they need to be heard, because for too long they've suffered at the hands of a broken policing system, and justice must be served. So I want to thank everyone in the CPAC Coalition, everyone in the GAPA Coalition, for coming together for this ordinance, for compromising, for uniting together. This is what we need to do in our city at this moment in time. We've got to come together. We got to do the work. We must pass this ordinance to finally fix our broken policing system in the city of Chicago once and for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Ramirez Rosa. Next, we will hear from Desmond Yancey, who is an organizer with the Inner City Muslim Action Network, also known as IMAN. He has been a coordinator and spokesman for GAPA for quite some time, and has worked so hard for so many long hours in trying to come up with this unity ordinance, and has also taken the mayor to task for not following through on her promises about policing. Desmond Yancey.
Thank you, Tamer. Again, my name is Desmond Yancey. I'm the Director of Community Organizing with Inner City Muslim Action Network. In 2015, we all became witness to the murder of Laquan McDonald and the ensuing cover-up by the Chicago Police Department and then Mayor Rahm Emanuel. For some, this moment was an anomaly, but for many on the south and west sides of Chicago, it was proof that we were right all along. The system of policing in Chicago is broken. I mentioned Laquan, but there are countless others that have suffered abuse at the hands of the police. In fact, you need only go back to yesterday's news to see yet again a police officer violating his sworn oath of office to serve and protect. I mention Laquan because it was his death that led now Mayor Lori Lightfoot to the Police Accountability Task Force, where she called for a civilian oversight body whose makeup and powers should be determined by the community. She promised civilian oversight of the police department was as a priority, so much so that she named it as a part of her first 100 days. Today, as we near the two-year anniversary of the Lightfoot administration, we're no closer to civilian oversight than we were the day she took office. But here's what the community has done. The coalitions behind both the Civilian Police Accountability Council, or CPAC, and the Grassroots Alliance for Police Accountability, also known as GAPA, have united, recognizing that we can create the change our communities need by working together. After years of working independently, our coalitions, which represent more than 100 labor unions, community organizations, and faith institutions, and tens of thousands of Chicagoans, collaborated with courageous aldermen who have been powerful voices for police reform. This ordinance was developed with deep community input from thousands of Chicagoans over hundreds of meetings, and we received input and support from aldermen from across the city, representing a diverse group of city residents. Today, we're standing together, committed to passing an ordinance that will transform policing in Chicago. And I'm calling on Chairman Taliaferro to support the community and use his power as chair of the Committee on Public Safety to call a hearing on and pass the Empowering Communities for Public Safety Ordinance this April. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Desmond. Next, we think it's really important that you hear from people who have personal stories about how policing has affected them and their families in Chicago. Our next speaker is Armanda Shackelford. She is the mother of Gerald Reed, who is still in prison after 30 years for a crime that they...
Tamara, you're muted.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. So we're going to hear from Armanda Shackelford. She is the mother of Gerald Reed, who is still in prison after 30 years for a crime that he confessed to torture, where they actually broke a metal rod in his leg by torturing him. Armanda has been fighting for justice, not just for her son, but for all survivors and victims of policing in Chicago and around the country. Armanda?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you all for inviting me to come and be with you all today. My name is Armanda Shackelford. I am the mother of Gerald Reed, as Tamara has said. I'm happy to see this happening. This is overdue. I am really overjoyed to see these two groups coming together and being one. And I feel like if this ordinance had been in existence years ago, can you all hear me? Okay, because sometimes my computer messes up. Okay, if this ordinance had been in existence years ago, my son and other men and women that are wrongfully convicted would not be where they are today. This needs to come to an end. Everybody needs to be held accountable. We, as people, we have to be held accountable for our actions, so why shouldn't they? They feel like they are above the law, and that's not right. We need to bring all of this to an end. And I thank you all so very much, and I believe it's going to happen because I trust God, and I know God is tired of everything being like it is today, and police have gotten beside themselves. They have gotten out of control, and we're going to stop it because we can. We are the people, and we love each other. I thank you all for this time, and I'm sorry I got to run. I got a doctor's appointment, but thank you all for this time, and I appreciate you all so much. Good luck, and God bless.
Thank you, Armanda. God bless you, too. Good luck at the doctor. We love you, and we're always with you. Next, we will have Carletta Pittman, who is an Englewood native and prominent young leader in the city of Chicago for youth organizing and violence prevention work. She is a founding member of Good Kids Mad City and a leader with the Southwest Organizing Project. Carletta?
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Carletta Pittman. I'm a founding member of Good Kids Mad City and a leader with Southwest Organizing Project. I'm here today because of my passion for my community and the long overdue change in policing that we have desperately needed in Chicago. At the hands of the police, my community has been victimized, brutalized, harassed, and murdered. We have endured repeated trauma because people in power have initially built a system that does not hold police officers accountable. Our justice system has always been broken and completely disregards the voice of the people. This morning, I stand with GAPA and CPAC in this momentous push to write a new story in our communities and city. We want to make history and bring change for the marginalized individuals. This ordinance is important to me because I've seen how the police have treated my friends and family. I'm tired of turning on the news and seeing my people being gunned down, choked out, and continuously harassed. Our communities have enough to deal with. Community oversight of the police is a first step to needed changes in our city. This ordinance will not only hold CPD accountable, but it will allow the people to ultimately decide how policing should be done and never have to endure another senseless beating or shooting by the police. As a Black woman, I'm already faced with so many obstacles and struggles. Fear is a part of my everyday life. With all that I have to be afraid of, I should not have to fear being the next Rakia Boyd, Sandra Bland, or Breonna Taylor. I should not be afraid of being humiliated like Anjanette Young was. I should not be afraid of the law enforcement, but I am. Our ordinance is a historic move in the right direction. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, stop getting in the way of progress and what the people are demanding. It is time that you follow through your promises of passing true police accountability. Mayor, the time is now. And to all aldermen, we need you to stand with the people. Do not support any ordinance that comes from the mayor, but instead support the ordinance that has gone through a true community-based process and that has the power of the people behind it. Let's get it done. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlotta. Next is Frank Chapman, who is a mainstay in Chicago's Black Liberation Movement. He is the executive director of the National Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression and the field organizer for the Chicago Alliance, former political prisoner, author, and mentor to so many people in the fight for Black liberation. His work was really, really instrumental in reaching an agreement. Frank Chapman.
Thank you, Tim. Can you hear me? Great. Wow. This is a great moment. We're not going to make history, we're making history. You know, I've been involved in the movement for more than 50 years. I came into the movement at the age of 19 when I was wrongfully convicted. And I've been involved in the struggle for community control of the police, of fighting for the community to have a decisive voice in how they are policed and who polices them. I've been involved in that struggle since 1976. And I say in all honesty and sincerity that, you know, I'll tell you, I'll be quite frank with you. You know, I'm at the age now that I can say this. I didn't think I'd live to see this moment. But I did, and here we are, and I just want us to recognize where we are. You know, Alderman Sawyer said, "This is the most defining moment of who we are as a city." This is not just the defining moment of who we are as a city. This is a defining moment of who we are as a nation, because we have an opportunity here to turn the tide in the favor of the people. All we're asking for is our inalienable democratic right to see who polices our communities and how our communities are policed. That's a very just demand, and as many people have said already, it's long overdue. I believe, no matter what the hurdles have been and what the hurdles might be going forward, that we have a coalition powerful enough, that we have a community support which is expressed right here in this conference, powerful enough, and we have members on the Board of Aldermen who have joined us, powerful enough to win this struggle. We don't just fight to be fighting, we fight to win. And we can win this, my friends. We can win this. And I think we all realize that. But how are we going to win it? We're going to win it by sticking together. We're going to win it by staying united. We can't let no light be between us going forward. We have got to be united. Mayor Lightfoot cannot carry the day on this. The people of Chicago can and will carry the day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. As you have heard, by the way, you can start using the raise hand feature if you'd like to ask questions. As you have heard, the Empowering Communities for Public Safety Ordinance is a transformational piece of legislation born out of years of struggle and community input. It has taken years to develop. We have done our work, and it is time for the Committee on Public Safety to do its work. It's time for the mayor to do her work. So we are demanding from Chairman Taliaferro to call this ordinance to be heard, to be discussed, and to be passed out of the Public Safety Committee. And it is time for Mayor Lori Lightfoot to do her work. We are publicly saying to the mayor, if you haven't already received a copy of the ordinance, you will be receiving it very soon, and we would be more than happy to brief you on the ordinance. Mayor Lightfoot, either stand with the people and support this ordinance, or if you don't want to stand with the people, then simply get out of the way so that Chicagoans get the public safety system they deserve. Before we start taking questions, I want to thank some of the alders who you have not heard of, heard from today. First and foremost, I really want to just send a huge shout out to Alderman Leslie Hairston. Her work on this has been amazing, and a lot of times she gave us some tough love to make sure we get where we needed to. Sometimes it wasn't fun being on the end of that, but it had to be done. And so her work on this ordinance and making sure that it happens is really appreciated by everybody. Also with us, Alderman Maria Haddon, Alderman Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez, Alderman Matt Martin, Alderman Andre Vasquez, Alderman Michael Rodriguez, Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez, and Commissioner Brandon Johnson as well. Thank you all for coming, and we will now open it to questions. So there's a raise hand feature on Zoom. If you go to the three little dots, or you know, you can just raise your hand if you want to ask. Hopefully everyone has that feature available to them. Alderman Vasquez is saying that it doesn't seem like the raise hand feature is available on this. Well, if chat is available, you can go ahead and put your name in the chat, and we can call on you that way too if you can't see the raise hand feature. Chat is definitely on for everyone. So if you would like to ask a question, please go ahead and put it in the chat. In the meantime, while we're waiting for some questions, Alderman Hairston is with us today. Alderman, I know I said thank you to you for the work that you put into this, but did you want to completely up to you if you wanted to give any remarks? There are so many people on this call. So the question from D. Clancy is, what are the most significant elements of this new blended ordinance? And we can go to Desmond Yancey for that.
Thanks, Tamer. The most significant elements of our ordinance is for yeah. really is how it's come together. What we're creating is y'all hear that, right? Can you mute if you're not speaking, please? All right. Our ordinance creates a two-tier system of accountability with our Chicago Police Department that has levels in deep in communities represented by the 22 police districts. And also have an overarching citywide component. We'll be glad to share more details about the ordinance with your organization. But right now we're spending more time today talking about this moment on how, just in the light of obstruction from this administration, that we've come together as two coalitions who have been on opposite sides, or not opposite sides, different sides of this fight, recognizing this moment that it is important that we come together, highlighting years of community engagement, community input on this ordinance, which, you know, I'll repeat what others have said, will be the most transformative policing ordinance to exist in this country in 100 years.
Thank you so much, Desmond. And we're waiting for more questions. But before we go to any more questions, I would like to ask Alderman Leslie Hairston, please, to say a few words about how you kicked our butts sometimes.
Well, you know, democracy is messy. It is messy. And in all of its messiness, over the past 5 years, actually, we have all stayed the course and realized that each of us is greater when we come together. And the importance of this legislation for the city of Chicago turns the page on an awful history within the Chicago Police Department and puts the power in the people, the ones who have borne the brunt of brutality decades within the Chicago Police Department. So I am happy that we all came together. I am happy that we are all standing here today. And this is important legislation because it has come about because of thousands of people have supported this and do support this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alderman Hairston. There's a question. What do we have a name for the combined groups? And has the mayor shown us her plan yet? The answer to the first question is the ordinance is called Empowering Communities for Public Safety. The commission that it creates is the Community Commission on Public Safety. And the reason it's on public safety and not on policing is because we, you know, we don't want to just focus on policing. We want to focus on other things that can also make our communities safer without involving police also. And as far as the mayor showing us her plan, that's a no. We haven't seen anything. We hear it exists, but we haven't seen anything. Any other questions, concerns, comments, congratulations? Justin Lawrence from Block Club, please unmute yourself.
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Are you able to hear me? Great. Yeah, this is Justin Lawrence from Block Club. You know, I guess this is for the, you know, maybe Alderman Stoyer or Ramirez, or so, you know, how have early talks gone with other aldermen? You know, what might be some sticking points to getting this passed, you know, other than just getting it up for a vote in public safety? You gotta win support from the city council. You know, how have those early discussions gone?
Thank you, well, Justin. Sorry, we'll send it to Alderman Sawyer and then Alderman Ramirez Rosa after that.
Yes. Very quickly, thank you, Justin, for that. An alderman told me one time, an alderman that I have great respect for, Lorraine Dixon, is to plan your work and work your plan. So right now we've submitted the ordinance, we've submitted it to our colleagues. Now it's time for us to do our work. We want to make sure that they understand the entire provisions of the ordinance, how important it is for public safety, and how we need to move this forward. So we are in that first process right now. We're distributing it to our colleagues. Now we're going to be explaining it to our colleagues and let them know what the full ordinance does, and seek their support. Just like any other bill that's being passed, any other proposed ordinance, we're going to work it. Myself, Carlos, Leslie, Harry, we forgot to mention Harry Osterman, by the way, who's been my partner in this for a very long time. And we're going to talk to everyone. We've already given it to the caucuses for discussion, and we're going to talk to those that are not related to a caucus and seek everyone's support. We need all hands on deck in this, and we're going to try to get everyone involved. Carlos?
Thank you, Alderman Sawyer. Yeah, I just want to echo that. We are taking this ordinance out to aldermen. We met with a group of aldermen yesterday. That conversation went extremely well. As you can see, we have a cross-section of the city supporting this ordinance here today. My good friend and colleague, Alderman Matt Martin, who is an expert on civilian oversight, is here joining us today, which I really just think speaks to the efficacy of all of the work that the groups put in behind this. So, you know, myself as one of the sponsors of CPAC, as one of the aldermen that was part of these conversations to bring us to this compromise, we made a commitment that if these groups came together, we would push this ordinance. So we are now pushing this ordinance because it's the people's ordinance, because it's a sound ordinance. And like I said, those initial conversations have been going well. And we hope to get to the number that we need to get to in terms of aldermanic support. But those conversations are ongoing, and we're going to respect our colleagues, and we're going to listen to our colleagues, and we're going to work with them to move this ordinance forward.
Thank you so much, Alderman Ramirez Rosa. We have time for maybe one or two more questions, if anybody has any more questions. I don't see any raised hands, and I don't see any questions in the chats. So we can start wrapping this up. We really appreciate everyone who came today. We appreciate all the groups and individuals and organizations and unions who have and elected officials who came today to support this movement and to support the people. You know, the people having the power to determine their destiny, the people having self-determination, being able to decide how their communities are policed. And you know, I don't think you will see the mayor standing with this kind of support if and when she comes up with an ordinance. You know, this is this really has the community behind it, and this is what democracy is, and this is what it means to be standing with the people. So we look forward to this fight. We look forward to having a hearing in the Committee on Public Safety. We look forward to a vote in City Council, and we look forward to passing this transformational piece of legislation that will change fundamentally policing for the better in the city of Chicago. Thank you all very much, and have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Tamara.